These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending May 8th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Zoom has acquired Keybase, which makes secure file sharing and collaboration tools. As soon as Keybase is incorporated into Zoom, Zoom will offer an end-to-end encrypted mode for all paid accounts. Keybase will become a subsidiary of Zoom, and Keybase co-founder Max Krohn will lead Zoom's security engineering team, reporting to CEO Eric Yuan. Zoom will work with Keybase to determine the fate of its existing products. Keybase makes a key directory that maps social media identities to encryption keys for identity verification. Facebook announced the first 20 people that will make up the Facebook Oversight Board. The board is intended as an independent entity to take up content moderation disputes that have exhausted appeals at Facebook and Instagram. Facebook selected four co-chairs, who then worked with Facebook to select the next 16 members. The board will appoint another 20 members to bring the board to 40. The board will start work now, before those final appointments are made, and begin hearing cases this summer, with the idea to be fully up and running by autumn. Facebook gave $130 million to fund an independent legal trust for the board. That trust can accept funding from other outside sources as well. It was built with the idea that other tech companies might want to use it. The Financial Times sources say the UK is paying Swiss IT company Zulka Engineering to investigate whether it can integrate with the decentralized Apple Google exposure notification system after all. The UK is testing its own centralized system on the Isle of Wight. One of the advantages of the Apple Google system is it keeps data on the device. The latest beta of iOS 13.5 includes an option to let users delete information collected by the exposure notification system. Google updated its Authenticator app on Android to feature a Material Design 2.0 layout and adding an import-export tool. Users can select which accounts to export, which will generate a QR code to scan on a new device for import. The update also disables screen captures when displaying secure data. The New York City Department of Education announced that schools are allowed to use Zoom for online learning after previously banning the service on April 4th for privacy and security concerns. Schools and students will access the service through a central New York City Department of Education Zoom account that has stronger encryption and storage defaults designed to ensure that only NYC Department of Education approved participants and guests can join virtual classrooms. Schools may continue to use other teleconference solutions that they started using while Zoom was banned. Apple and Google announced the health agencies will need to sign a legal addendum to gain access to the company's exposure notification system. The agencies must agree to use the apps only for the COVID-19 pandemic, minimize extra data collection, and collect user consent at multiple stages, as well as never ask to use location services. Mozilla launched Firefox 76 Tuesday for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Users can download Firefox 76 for the desktop from firefox.com, and existing users should be able to upgrade automatically as normal. Firefox 76 has a new Firefox Lockwise password functionality, some improvements to work with Zoom, and new developer features. On April 30th, F-Secure disclosed two major vulnerabilities in the SALT open-source framework used to manage servers. The two exploits combined could be used to bypass login procedures and let attackers run code on SALT master servers. Saturday night, attackers used the exploits to access the core infrastructure of Lineage OS, an Android-based operating system for mobile devices and set-top boxes. The Lineage OS team said the source code and builds of the OS were unaffected. Signing keys used to authenticate OS distributions were stored separately from the Lineage OS main infrastructure and therefore also unaffected. The servers were taken down last Saturday to be patched. Finally, Catalin Campano at ZDNet reports that in the past 12 months, more than 1,000 documents mentioning ransomware as a credible and potential future risk for their operations have been filed by companies to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. That includes 743 filed in 2020, compared to the 749 documents filed with the SEC listing ransomware in all of 2018. In February 2018, the SEC published formal guidance asking companies to improve disclosure of security risks, specifically referencing ransomware. According to a report by the ransomware incident response company Coveware, ransomware ransoms in Q1 2020 averaged $110,000. That's up $10,000 from a year ago. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech News Show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.